Welcome to PointCast 16.1. We're doing Chains of Olympus. We're going to try to blow it out real quick. Blow it out.
We're the casual cowards of gaming, man.
Yeah, we are the casual cowards of gaming. You fucked it up, y'all.
If you're here, you know what you're listening to. This is going to be rough to do in 20 minutes, so I'm trying to just
get right
fucking to it.
Let's start small. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan. Let's go.
So, yeah, Chains of Olympus, a PSP game that was released, I think, in 2000 and...
Question X. Mark?
2000...
The same year that Chrono Trigger happened, 2000 and X.
Yeah, no, it was March 4th was when it was released, 2008.
Oh, God, I was a young man.
It is the direct prequel to the original God of War game, except it wasn't made by Santa Monica Studio. It was made by Ready at Dawn.
Ready at Dawn. That's right.
They shopped it out for the PSP. I don't know what type of engine they used, but god damn it, it was a good looking game on the
god
PSP.
God damn it, was real pretty.
Real good. Real good. So, I think this is when they realized that the God of War was a series that they can actually keep going back to and keep using the Kratos character over and over again. So.
Yeah, I had it on the PSP, and then I just recently, in the replay for this episode, got it for the PS3. Which it actually translated well. I mean, it looked like a PS2 game, but it worked well on the PS3. I didn't feel like I was playing a super old game.
I kind of want to see it on the PS3 because I actually went back to the PSP while my smart wife is reading in bed. I'm like playing video games. I'm like,
hey. Yeah, I'm an adult.
Yeah. Got my headphones in. But the funny thing is like when I'm playing in bed, like when the button presses, like the hit circle over and over again, I'm just like... She's like looking at me. I'm like, can't hear you. Got headphones on. So, yeah. And you also played it for the PS3,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I got it for the PS3.
Yeah, tell us about your PS3 God of War experience.
Well, for one thing, the mini games, after having not had a PlayStation for about a year, having to press X, the blue X button.
Oh, no, the QuickTime events.
The QuickTime events. Mini. They call it mini games in the actual game, but the QuickTime events. Having to press X, I can't tell you how many times I pressed square instead and just fucked it all up.
The QuickTime events, like, they were carried over from God of War 1 and 2, unlike our previous episode when we did God of War 3, where they put them on the sides of the screen. Mm-hmm. No, they just put them, like, right in the middle.
Right in the middle. So you're, like, all into the action scene, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, press this button. Oh, I gotta press a button.
And we're just gonna make it generic white. Yeah. You decide.
Yeah, that was rough, because, like... I mean, you're waiting for action to happen, so your finger is always hovering over square.
Yeah.
So you're just like, a button! Ah, shit.
Yeah, or circle, because you had to press circle to initiate the minigame.
I actually just stopped doing it for, like, the bosses. I mean, for the characters that, like, they got, like, a little circle over their head. I'm like, I'm not even going to fuck around with that. I'm just going to hit them until they die.
Murder them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, going to burp.
Then you would get,
going to sneeze.
A lot of the time when you did it, you would get extra experience or health.
Well, no, the red orbs. Like, yeah, the red orbs, like, to power everything up. But at the end of the game, I was still getting red orbs from Persephone.
Yeah.
And it didn't even matter.
Everything was already maxed.
Yeah, I was like, I'm
maxed. I think I was already
less
than halfway through before I didn't need them anymore.
Yeah.
I think I got them right... I can't remember what I got them. I think it might have been down in Tartarus. But...
Like, the game was really short.
Well, because it was a PSP. Like, if you go back and look at the game, that game on a what are they called? The UDF discs? UMDs. They're only like 1.6 gigabytes. So it's got to be wedged down into a smaller game. Because it is, I mean, it's on a smaller platform. It's not going to blow anything out of the water. But they really couldn't. And that was my main critique about Chains of Olympus, is that all the God of War games had you go back to previous set pieces and play them through again. Chains didn't. It was very much like you go to one, which is fine because it was a God of War game. You know, raise that up to the mic.
I was trying to do it quietly down here. It didn't.
Next time, tell me I'll do the disappointed thing. Then you can just do it in the middle of that. I need to open a beer.
Make a loud noise.
loud noises.
I'll clap. I'll start clapping.
Thanks.
And I'm giving it to you. So anyway, we'll just glance over the gameplay because it is not the gameplay, the plot. It is a God of War game. It is violent.
Yeah,
he has most of the same moves, except if you're going back and forth playing God of War 3 or God of War 2. And this game, he doesn't float. He only has the double jump.
Oh, God. Yeah, going from three and then going back to chains, I'm just like, jump, float, you fucker, float. You where are your wings? I hate you.
There was only one jump where I was like, I'm not going to make this shit, and he actually made it. It was actually in down in Tartarus when you're going around all the Titans and it was like a chain with a gear on it that you had to move. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. It parked you far enough away from the ledge. I'm like, I'm not making that shit. He made it. I mean, like, he barely held on to it, but...
There was a lot of... You know what I noticed about that? There was a lot of jumps I didn't think I was going to make. And then I was like, I'm falling. Oh, he grabbed onto the edge magically. That's great.
You know what? There was a part in that game. It was right when... Because I found this out later. Morpheus. The god of dreams.
The god of black smoke. Oh, my God. He's the god from... Lost.
Watch Lost. I don't
also The Matrix.
No, we got that. He got that. I got that.
Okay, everybody's got a grasp.
We have got it.
I've never seen The Matrix. Anyways,
wish you haven't seen The Matrix.
I got the box set if you guys want to watch it.
Belly to back, right now. Let's do the machete order of The Matrix.
There's not six of them.
Oh, damn it.
There's three in that stupid animated thing.
Then we can watch the Animatrix. Anyway, so going back to God of War, there was one part of the game that I got stuck on because they made it look like you could get through a door, but they kept spawning one of those Medusa dragon things or like Medusa ladies.
Snake ladies.
Snake lady titties.
Because you had to like open the door with I can't remember what it was, but I spent like literally like 30 minutes just trying to – because it was a never-ending spawn. Like it was one of the ones you could kill her. And then she just eventually stopped giving you red orbs. But it was a door that you could walk through. So I don't remember that. That has nothing to do with... It was
a door you had to block. You had to close the gate or else they'd keep spawning.
Yeah, I remember. There was outside it was like a really bright light and some of that smoke from Morpheus.
You couldn't actually go through the door.
I thought you could go through it. Like, you actually had to close it so they'd stop coming through.
Yeah.
The door. Because I finally just wound up running from her. I'm just like, fuck you. I'm just like going down. Get away.
Leave me alone.
Which it worked out for me because I wound up finishing the game.
Yeah, it took me like two snake ladies. I'm like, oh, no. I need to make them stop coming from this hole.
I probably killed about a dozen of them. Dude, it was just, I got real good at killing those bitches. So the game starts off as an actual God of War game where you haven't really been given the task at hand. You are just trying to ward off the Persian army.
The Persians are attacking Sparta.
Yeah, you're still trying to complete your work for the gods. Hmm. What do you mean?
Attica. So yeah, the Persians are invading Attica because Sparta was in the other one.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Ghost of Sparta.
Yeah, Ghost of Sparta.
Is when you actually return home to Sparta.
Spoiler, your family's dead.
Shocker.
Actually, you find out your brother's still alive.
And you actually kill him at the end of the game.
He was asking for it.
That's something that, like, you systematically murder every member of Kratos' family.
You have to.
At the start of Ghost of Sparta, you go home and you find your mom, and she's, like, about
to die.
Isn't
she kind of invalid already? Yeah,
she's about to die, and she's like, oh, your dad is whisper. And then Kratos is like, no! And then she turns into this giant slack-jawed monster, and you have to murder her. And then she turns back into a human and is like, your brother's still alive. There is another.
Visit your brother on Christmas.
What the hell? Like, you're like a Skywalker. There is another.
Anyway, okay, so that's the other game. We gotta talk about Shades. Okay, so the intro into the game doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the game, because after you save Attica, something about Marathon. Oh, no, what the hell?
I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about Kratos Skywalker.
Yeah, Zeus is your father. No!
No! That's impossible!
There is good in him. I know it. I've seen it.
My cartoon brain has Kratos on the edge of that little ledge, and Scott, and then Darth Vader is just like there, and he's just like, no!
Yep.
Sorry.
Kratos.
That's how it happens.
I'm your father. There's something Daedalus didn't tell you.
This is not going to be wound down to 20 minutes, man. We are just
Daedalus.
Daedalus is your father. He built you some wings.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, So after all that bullshit happens, you witness the sun fall from the sky, and then you actually have to go to the sun temple. Is it the sun temple, or is it Marathon? No, because you fight through Marathon, and then you get to, with all like the black smoke and everything, you get to this that whatever it is. I think it is the sun temple.
No, it's the Helios temple.
Yeah, which is the sun temple. Which yeah. I guess yeah, that's like what's traveling through the sky, but at the same time, that's what the horses. And
you have to like you have to.
Well, there's the three horse statues, and you have to like
you have to revive the horses so they will lead you to their master.
Yeah, which is Helios. You ride the chariot.
Oh, that's right. Because I didn't know that they were leading him to the master. They just like dove into hell and then they just like disappeared. You're like,
they can't go that far. They can't go into Tartarus. They can only go to the edge, and then you kind of have to just...
Yeah.
Just fall on your
own. Swan dive.
Swan dive.
So, yeah. And then you... Oh, dude. That battle with... what's his fuck? With the mask?
Karen.
The ferryman.
No, the first one, I... Dude,
holy shit.
I got so mad because I'm like, I got this motherfucker beat because I know how to block.
Yeah.
And then he just toasts you and then drops you off the edge. I'm like,
that's... Wall of green, angry flame thing.
I actually had saved right before that, and I was like, no, it's not going down like that. And I loaded my save game, and it did go down like that.
Kept going back over. You
didn't wait for it to happen? You didn't wait for the Are You Dead screen? You just immediately went back?
No, it went into the animation of like, oh, you're going to drop you down into hell. And I was like, I wonder if... There's a, if you can actually beat him. No, you can't.
You need the Fist of Zeus.
You do.
Which has been deep inside Hera. No, don't. No, we don't need sound effects, okay? There's no need for any sound effect for that joke. If it was a joke.
Disappointed!
That's the stop word. That's the stop button. This is the safe zone.
That's the safe word.
This is
the safe word.
It's poodle. Poodle.
Poodle. But no, Karen was cool as shit with that mask.
He was cool, and it was cool that he actually got to get the mask later on the game. I thought
for sure you were either going to get his sickle or the mask, but you didn't get either one. You got his ability, right?
Which was the mask.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get to wear it. I'm looking for accessories, bro.
You know what's cool is, like, I want after Kratos you beat the game, you get to go back and look at some of the artwork. And, like, I thought maybe it was just, like, bad programming or something where the mask wasn't attached to his face, and you go back and you look at the artwork, like, his mask is actually like a foot in front
of
his face.
In front
of
his
it's
face.
Way out in front of his face.
Yeah.
I didn't really do any of that. I didn't know that his power was the cheapest power that they could have given you in any game. It's just like, throw a green light on him and it keeps hitting him. Like, yeah. It just keeps... So I did that to Persephone.
Everyone after that? It was fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, everyone after that...
You hit them with it, and they can't move, and they keep taking damage, and then you start hitting them with your chain.
Yeah, it's like when there's 20 enemies coming at you, you just like, bam, bam, and throw that, and then turn around and start hitting these guys while they're all dying.
I don't know if there were more enemies in the PS3 version, but it was predictable. Like, the fights in this game, I will admit, were predictable, because it was like, there would be a maximum of 3 people on the screen.
I think this was the easiest of the God of War games.
Yeah, you get rid of those 3 people, they might have one more spawn for each individual one, and if you fought a big monster, you can expect to fight 2 of them.
Yeah,
like the what was that? Like the it was like a like a cow thing with a
minotaur.
Giant,
minotaur.
Was that a minotaur?
Cow monster.
Damn it!
It was like a big bull.
Well, because it wasn't the minotaur. Well, because it was the minotaur from the first game, I guess.
Yeah, but the kill animation was different because you'd like stab each of his hands into the ground so he couldn't move, and then take his giant axe and then just drop it on his head.
Yeah. But awesome. So anyway, like there would always be 2 of them, and then they added it was kind of cool, like a gameplay element. Whenever you got Zeus's Fist of Fury,
wait, I'm sorry, I'm also thinking about the Minotaur. Don't you stab him in the mouth?
No, that's in
God of War 3. That was the other game. No, because that's what threw me off is because in the other God of War games, or at least in God of War 2, I know, and God of War 3, they were like normal sized. In this, in Chains, they were actually like 2-story buildings.
Why not?
Why not? I don't
make it as big as you can, you know. And as you say, the this game was a lot easier than other God of Wars, but it had to be. It was a PSP game. Like you're playing it while you're hiding in the crapper at work. You know, it can't be like rough and you're just like shit and you're just kicking the door in front of you.
I did find out a horrible design flaw of the PSP when playing this game is because the power button on the side of the PSP, you have to actually put your thumb on the right hand side and move it up and hold it there. The hold, if you want to, like, because there's a function on the PSP where if you just, like, push the power button up, it'll go into, like, a sleep state, but it will save the exact part of the game where you're on. When you have to do some of those button presses and you're slamming down on the 2 shoulder buttons, your hand automatically moves up the shoulder buttons, and turns off the PSP.
That's just, I never had that problem.
I had it twice. I was so mad. I was just like, if only I had something to throw. Oh, I do. It's a tiny little gaming system.
But you're bringing up a good point with the button presses. Oh my god!
We already talked about how brutal this was.
The QuickTime events in this were even on the when they ported it to PS3.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude! They were so fucking rough.
You have the last one, Chester. Have the last beer.
He did buy that 30 pack over a week ago.
The empty one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're a monster. Here, Chester, I got a beer for you. I'm your real friend. Yeah, those QuickTime events on that were fucking rough. I don't remember it being that rough on the PSP.
They were a little quick. No, they were that rough. They were quick as shit. Like when I first fought Persephone, was it Atlas? Because she calls Atlas in to punch you. I had no life left.
Oh, yeah. That fucked me bad.
Yeah.
Real bad.
When I had no life left, that was the first time I died fighting her. It's like, Atlas! And then just giant fist. Dead. You are dead. All right. Fine. Fuck you. I couldn't push X in 0.3 seconds.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I only died once on that. But, like, you know what's fun about that? That part right there? It was very Zelda-ish. Where she throws that ball at you. And then you hit it back to her.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and she
yeah.
throws it back. And like it's like the Ganon thing where he shoots the fireball and you throw it back at him.
Well, you could actually do that with any projectile enemy. You could actually throw it back at him once you got the whatever it was.
The shield. Yeah. Helios shield.
Which we should go back to.
Sun shield.
This game they made reference to in God of War 3, mm-hmm. which was awesome because I was playing God of War 3 while I was playing this game. So with Helios, before you rip his fucking head off in God of War 3. Oh, the best thing ever. he actually says, I remember what you did for me, and I'm playing God of War Chains of Olympus, and I'm like, oh, you went through a whole fucking game to save this motherfucker. Well, you didn't go to save him, but he was just, like, part of saving
him. Yeah, you went through that to save him so you could bring light back to the world.
But also
so you could rip his fucking head
yeah,
off.
Just,
yeah.
And then Persephone, you kill her, and then Hades is just like, you know what, I fucking remember what you did when you killed my wife, and you used her to break through his chest cavity. So it was good how they kind of tied everything together.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because she's in that coffin, that glass coffin thing.
I didn't even think to look at it because I hadn't got to that point before I knew that Persephone was a bad guy in this last game. To see if the sprites or like if
she's pissed off that she was forced to marry Hades.
Oh, dude, yeah, she's so mad.
So she's
yeah,
like, but I'm going to destroy the world.
Yeah, fuck the world.
Isn't when she's in the coffin? Isn't she blonde?
I think she might have been.
Well,
in the PSP version, isn't she? Brunette?
She is brunette. She is dark haired because I remember just she was black.
Maybe.
Hair.
Black racist. but so we all go blonde when we die.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never died before. Yet.
Yet.
The night is young.
It is young.
But all you right. know, she's determined to destroy the pillar that's holding up the earth.
Right, that was
and that's why that's when you actually enslave Atlas.
Well, you needed the power of Helios, or Atlas needed the power of Helios because his hand was like smashing into the pillar. So
yeah,
that was pretty much the premise of the whole game, which so was what, just like I remember you texting me last week in your life, like Persephone is a bitch.
No, I said Persephone is a cunt.
Okay,
dude, yeah. I hated her. I died so many times on her.
Well, it's just like when you realize you're like, so you're going to destroy everything that has ever existed because you don't want to be married to Hades anymore?
No, she doesn't want to live in hell. She just doesn't want to be there anymore.
She's just over it.
What did I tell you? Like, you would if you were married to Hades, you would too because his dick probably looks like a moray eel.
I'm like, thanks for that
visual.
It's
probably got maggots crawling out of it.
Yeah. I would destroy everything to get away from that too.
Had a hard day at work. Let's just get this over.
Oh, just shit. There's shit crawling. Like, are you coming?
Clammy.
No, those are maggots.
Just come on.
It's just cold and clammy.
Yeah, it's been a long day. It's cold. It's that big because it's cold.
So I did get a kick out of all of the games how like they give Kratos credit for doing all these different things that are in mythology, like Atlas being forced to hold up the earth.
Yeah.
And in Ghost of Sparta, Kratos is the one who sinks Atlanta. Not Atlanta. Atlantis.
Let's be honest. Atlanta should be sunk.
Yeah, sorry. That's
the one who
that's
sinks
Futurama.
Atlantis. Yeah. Getting my things mixed up here.
Picking up what you're putting down.
But
Well, after you get dropped off into Tartarus, which I didn't realize, every single game goes back to Hades or goes back to Tartarus. Like it is. They make it a part of the whole like canon or part of the world. But I didn't realize that game made me realize how the Titans were chained up. Like Zeus just put them down there and just like chained them to a wall. Like fuck you. This is where you live.
Yeah.
So.
And then what Atlas is like, you. This is a fate worse than what Zeus did to me, being forced to hold up the
Earth. Oh, yeah.
But he actually said, it was actually pretty cool, because I text Ryan again when I beat the game, because Atlas was like, where are your gods now? Like, they don't care about you. He's like, and he was just like, he had just left his daughter behind, Kratos, and he was just like, you know what, I don't care.
I do want to talk about that particular mini game, tap circle to abandon your daughter. That broke my... I was like, what happens if I don't tap circle? Can I stay in hell with my daughter?
And hug my child?
Or do I have to have to tap circle to shove away your daughter? It's so sad.
Another thing that this game had that made it a little more like personal, which Ascension didn't have, is that you had Gaia actually narrating the whole thing, too. Mm-hmm. So it was like... somebody giving the story, and then one of the things that she said was like the only person that he had cared about in this life he had to abandon. I'm like, his poor fucking wife.
Yeah, right. I thought the same thing too. I'm like, what about his wife?
No, he doesn't give a shit. But Calliope.
Oh, Calliope.
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 Calliope. You talking about Calliope?
I'm talking about Calliope.
Okay.
Is this a Key and Peele skit?
No, it sounds like
a salve you put on a burn?
Like a cantaloupe?
Do you have any, like, calliope, calamine
lotion? Club Dread.
Club Dread?
Yeah. Penelope.
Oh, Penelope. Yeah. Wow, he went way deep.
Yeah.
It's the movie that Super Troopers fooled us into seeing.
Yeah, seriously.
No, not into seeing, but so purchasing.
Tap circle to abandon Calliope.
Yeah.
And that was pretty bad. But then you actually had to give up all your stuff, but then the way you got it back was by killing all the innocents.
Yeah, just innocent souls running just around.
Just grabbing them and snapping their heads like, Jesus.
Walk up and break their neck and, oh, I got my chain... blade back.
We know what's funny is that I was running around because I was trying to find if there's like a treasure chest there or anything after I killed everybody and I killed all the bad guys, and I kept running into the middle of the map and there's like a block there. I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I'd try to hit it and I'd run around a little bit more, come back and try to hit it, and I'm like, oh, it's my daughter. I'm like, fucking glitch in the game? Nope, it's just your daughter just sitting there crying her eyes out. She's
crying and you're trying to attack her.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean... It's
you got a trophy for abandoning your daughter, by the way.
Oh God, what's the trophy?
Deadbeat dad.
What was that other trophy at the beginning?
All beams walked across.
All beams walked across.
All beam walks complete.
Yeah, because there was only one fucking beam walk in the entire game,
and you get a trophy for completing.
You gotta download those on the PS3 because there's a lot of fun trophies in it.
No, you don't. Don't download it on the PS3.
Purchase
the disc because Chester has bought.
I bought the PSP version on for the $15, thinking I could play it on the PS3. There were two other trophies that I really loved. Persian History X, which I think you got when you killed that
the Persian king,
because you smash his face into the ground.
That. Yeah,
and then Two Girls, One Spartan. I think we can all figure out what that was awarded for.
Is that when you found a wife?
No, when they ate Kratos' poop.
Well, this is when you bang the two broads in the game.
No, we got that, which is an overarching theme with all those games. Yeah. It's like there are going to be digital boobies, and Kratos is gonna.
And the other trophy that I liked was. It's over already. When you complete the game, you get a trophy called "It's over already?" ?
Oh, because it was so quick. Because
it's a short game, yeah.
You know what? It was for what it's worth. It was a good little handheld game. I mean,
when you play it on the PSP, it's satisfying because you're only playing it 10-20 minutes at a time.
Yeah. The really cool thing is that the after credits scene was the him being dropped off on the ledge that he jumps off of in God of War 1.
Athena and Helios pick up his, like, inanimate body and drag him, drop him off there.
Well, they don't... Oh, they must have changed it in the PS3.
Yeah, they, like, drop you off there and take all your shit.
Oh, because it's
kind of leave you there.
In the PSP version, he's about to hit the ground because he falls from the chariot, and he's about to hit the ground, and they stop him right before he hits the ground and kind of like this, like, let him settle down. and then you just see the legs walk up, and they just take his...
Oh, that's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're just saying that you're falling out, and then and you're like, a foot from the ground, you stop, like dead stop.
And you're just like, which probably would have crushed his organs anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it is Kratos.
He is Kratos. He is Kratos. Like Cactos.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just, I want to order a cracker from you. Can I get a Kratos cracker?
A Kratos cracker? For you, spread some Calliope over that. And...
It's a Spartan cracker. It's a little abrasive, and it may tear up the roof of your mouth. And when it's inside you, it may cut its way out. But it's tasty.
Take a part of your body, open up your entire organ, your heart, chest area.
Your entire organ?
Your entire organ.
And then murder you. And then murder the fuck out of you.
Chester, he's actually just one giant organ.
Yeah. That's how I keep going. I am a huge liver.
He's just a sponge. Imagine a game of Plinko that beer will go through, and that's what his body is, but it's 3D.
And with that, we're going to call it.
We are going to call it. Is that it? You're actually lucky enough because I think this actually came in a pack with the PS3 where you can get all four of the PlayStation 2 games, God of War 1, 2, and these two games. It's like the God of War collection for the PS3 if you still have a PS3 and you have Mudo.
Well, I got the Origins collection.
Yeah, the Origins collection.
Which is just
Ghost of Sparta and Chains.
And Ghost of Sparta.
Yeah. There are we're actually going to talk about a lot of the other games that they did that with the PS3, which is awesome. But it's worth taking a look at. I think that everybody should check it out. It's a real quick play, and it's very gratifying. Gratifying is the word. So
sexifying.
Did you get a sexy time?
No, I did sexy time. With that, we're going to end 16.1. We're on Twitter. God, please go to iTunes and rate us.
We have too much pride to beg you, but Ryan...
Please.
As the only one in the room with an Android, I will bring up Stitcher again.
Go to Stitcher. Yes. We actually are on 7 people's playlists on Stitcher, which I'm imagining you are one of them.
I didn't know you could... Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, I didn't know you could create us... I have us on the favorites list.
Yeah, so I think that's a playlist. Okay. So
I'm one of the 7.
We are on 6 people's playlist outside of this room.
Yeah, so please get on there, rate us. Subscribe if you can. Awesome. Rate us, please. Let us know you're listening. Send me your address so I can send you a sticker and a picture of my penis.
We don't really whore at the end of these podcasts, but apparently Ryan is just like, no.
Dude, shame. I have hundreds of stickers I have to give away.
Well, we might as well all say if we're on the subject.
It's a fat stack of stickers.
Huh?
Fat stack of stickers?
It is a big fat stack of stickers.
I know Ryan's looking for them. He's like, where are they? They're over there on the side over there.
You fuckers stole my stickers.
I did. Anyway, while we're on the subject of whoring, we are going to be at SGC. We got a booth.
We are going to be there. We have to pimp that for the next 6 months.
Damn.
We'll be at Phoenix Comic Con as well
Without a booth and probably no costumes.
If you're going to be at the Phoenix Comic Con, look for the 3 chubby guys with glasses and beards.
You know, by that time we might have actual...
There's only going to be 3 of us there.
We might have shirts. We might have shirts by that time. We'll
be the only 3 people at Comic Con.
The only 3 other chubby
you,
guys
of course,
with beards.
The listener. The one listener. Let's clarify. We're at Phoenix Comic Con. We're not at any other Comic Con.
No.
Because those tickets are... You've been to Phoenix Comic Con.
I have.
We're not the only chubby guys with beards.
No.
And glasses.
No, what I'm saying, we're not going to be at, the Los Angeles Comic Con.
San Diego Comic Con.
That's whatever.
The big one.
No, anyway. God, I got the money for that.
Anyway, call the fucking episode.
All right, I'm calling the episode. Thank you for listening to Point Cost 60.1.
We're trying to have a conversation here, Derek. Can't call the episode while we're
talking. Well, because he called it, and then he's just like, whore.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
My name is Derek.
I'm Chester.
I'm confused.
I do have fun with you guys after 8. Or 9 beers.
Yeah.
Before that, it's just awful.
Yeah, we're just terrible, terrible people.
Hello, Internet. Ryan here. I just wanted to take this time to tell you how much I love you all, how much I appreciate you listening, despite what Dirk and Chester might be telling you. I also wanted to let you know that in the coming weeks, we're going to be having some giveaways from our good friends over at Codemasters. Yes, they're very good friends of ours that we've never met in real life. Ever. So keep listening if you want to get some free shit.